It's all about nothing, because it's the news, according to me. Oh, good morning. It is Monday morning, April 24th already, 8:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I am at the home studio. Good place to be. It is a nice place to be. I am excited about being home. I have to leave later today, but it is great to be home this morning. I've been home for a few days. I have to say, it is good to have the last week. It is good to have that week over with. There's going to be some days in the future here, coming up, that will be a little bit stressful, but nothing compared to what I had to go through this last week. And I didn't expect it to be as bad as it was. I expected it to be tough, and I was stressed about it. Let's just say the last few nights I have slept very well. It also helps that I was out working in the yard all day long last couple days, and it's been that of course, you know, that just that kind of exercise helps you to sleep at night as well. But it was it's just been a good weekend to be home. And got a whole Friday at home, got a whole Saturday at home, Sunday at home, went to church on Sunday morning, and then I help with a church. I go to a couple different churches. Went to one particular meeting on Friday night. My normal church meeting is on Friday night. It's my group meets there, which is kind of nice for me. It frees up my Sundays, and I typically try to help as much as I can at other churches with things, because I tend to lead worship and do stuff like that. And so I get called on to go places, and I'm available because I'm not stuck with a home church somewhere on Sunday morning. So I ended up, this last Sunday, I went to, there's a friend of mine from high school. He's a pastor at a United Methodist church. So I go there. I usually play drums. This particular last weekend, I ended up playing guitar and singing a little bit. Then I had this next Sunday, I'll be at another different church, completely different church, leading. At least that's the plan. Hopefully I'll get back from, I have to go to Dallas later today. And I'll be all over the country. Let's see, tonight I'll be in Dallas. Tomorrow night I'll be in Austin, Texas. Actually, the next two nights I'll be in Austin, Texas. And then I will end up in Raleigh, Durham for a night on Thursday night. And then Friday night I'll be home. So there will not, well, there. I don't think there's going to be a live show on Friday morning. I have to look at that a little bit. If there is, it's going to be very early in the morning. I don't see myself being able to do a live. And if I do have one, it's going to be very short and very early. It kind of depends on how the week goes. If the week is going well and everything is, and I'm with a good group of people, then I probably will have a show. If it's not, you can expect. Now, the other mornings, as far as I know, I think every other morning, I think I can have a show. Should be able to get a show recorded in the mornings this week. Should be able to do that just because of the nature of my work schedule. However, Friday morning live show may not happen. I might be able to do a recorded show. It actually takes less time to do a live show than it does to do a recorded show, because I have to record it and I have to kind of do some things with it, process it, and then upload it. Sometimes that takes a little more time than doing a live show. Sometimes when I do the live show, it doesn't show up on Podbean. It just shows up on Podbean, but not on, it doesn't show up sometimes on Castos, which is where I normally post things. I keep track of more of my statistics on there. However, it does still go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all the places out there. So you should, if I just do it on Podbean live, you should still be able to find it. Now, I had an email recently from a friend that was talking about the, well, surprisingly, he wasn't, what he wasn't talking about was what really concerned me. He was talking about the possibility of basically a bioweapons, engineering bioweapons in the form of the kind of the globalist agenda kind of thing. Excuse me. And what's happening there. I just saw I hope I saved it because I was going to go back and listen to it today as I travel. Because there was a really good recent interview with someone talking about the weaponization of pharma, basically, is what it amounts to. And the thing that he didn't ask about was what was in my cup. And I thought that was on everybody's mind. So I have to tell you this morning, I have chai. Yes. The last 3 days, I have had chai with vanilla creamer in it. It is a comfort food for me, and it's very comforting. Now, it just feels like home to me. I also made my own homemade sweet tea, which I have to say is by far the best in the world. And I have that in a secondary cup right here beside me. I actually do have a little bit of peach mixed in with this particular cup. It's a little different than some. But it is still my home brewed stuff. So that's always good. Anyway, we'll get into some of those kind of articles. Now, today's show, really, I really have no agenda today. Not at all. Now, this week, I want to talk a little bit about a few things that are supposed to happen this week, some things that happened over the weekend and last week. Kind of catch you all up on what's going on out there. I had, let me just double check the, this, yeah, this will work. I'm going to take a look here at some of the headlines that are out there right now. This is interesting. I got a different format now on YouTube. Oh, interesting. I just want to make it illegal. AOC's, the leftists are amazing to me. They are such a strange group of people. You know, AOC, I guess, is calling for, and this gets back to this whole issue of free speech. Where there's the Biden, there's more and more coming out about the Biden thing, the family, you know, all the people who are involved in the Biden crime syndicate. And there's just so much news going on here, which is the way they like to keep it confusing is what they want. That's what they're really trying to do. But this whole thing of free speech, I talked about this last week on a show that I didn't end up posting. And the reality of free speech is, I keep hearing these pundits and people people in power. I was going to say they're in power, but they're representing us. Who are saying things like, and I even heard this come out of Tucker Carlson's mouth. You have the right to say anything that you believe is true. No. No, it goes further than that. Now, maybe I said this on the live show. I don't remember. I know I said it last week at some point. And I can't remember what I had recorded and what I had. You have the right to lie. Now, I know this sounds ridiculous. And believe it or not, you have the right to be racist. Now, as horrible as those things are, you have the right to them. You don't just have to say something. Well, you have the right to say something as long as you believe it's true. No, no, no. You have the right to say whatever you want to say. That's the good and the bad and the ugly of free speech. You have the right to lie, and I have the right to present you with the facts and prove you wrong. Now, again, I think I did say this on Friday, possibly. You have the right to lie, but you also have the responsibility of the accountability that goes along with that. If you lie and it causes someone harm, by golly, guess what? You can be sued. If you lie about someone else, publicly post something about someone else and lie about them, well, you can be held liable for that as well. Slander and libel are real things. Now, you shouldn't necessarily be it, and I heard this bureaucrat the other day saying that, well, you shouldn't be able to post, you know, the only thing you should be able to post is legal speech. This is legal speech. You know, you can have the right to legal speech. Well, give me an example of illegal speech. Well, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Okay. If that's your only thing, if that's the only thing you're telling me is illegal, give me another example besides that. And by the way, that's not illegal to say, to do that. You can yell fire in a crowded theater, and you will not be arrested for that. However, if someone gets hurt, show me the law in the statute where it says you cannot yell fire in a crowded theater. Show me the law that says that specifically. Everybody always uses that as an example. And by the way, if there is a fire in the theater, you better be yelling fire in the theater. If the theater is on fire, yes, you can yell fire. But what has changed? What has changed there? Why is it now all of a sudden legal? Well, because it's true. Well, no. It was never illegal to begin with. However, you can be held liable for any injuries that happen because of the stampede that happens afterwards. The craziness and the basics of our legal system, we should be getting this in high school. When I was a kid, we did this stuff in grade school. And we had civics class and everything else in high school. I just remember, you know, we had government 101. We spent a whole semester. We didn't have trimesters. We had semesters. We spent the whole semester talking about how the government works. It was just, and of course, by that point, everybody already kind of knew. I mean, it was considered an easy class because we all knew this stuff. Because we've been getting it since grade school. I've probably forgotten most of it. And it was an easy class because it was a boring class. Unfortunately, depending on the teacher. Nowadays, you don't get this. You get wokeism. You get all kinds of other social issues in class. Now, we had something called social studies. I don't know if they still do that or not. We had social studies. I can only imagine what that's like now. See, I don't have kids in school, so I don't know what they're getting now. I can just imagine listening to some of these school board meetings that are going on. Our children have slowly been indoctrinated by the public school system over the years, and unfortunately, you have two powerful lobbies here. First of all, you have the college-educated kids coming out of college, teaching our kids, many of them taking jobs in especially the inner cities where the more senior teachers don't want to be. Or they were there and they got burned out and left. Then you have the teachers' union, which is influencing a lot of things. Now, I don't know of very many unions that are right-leaning conservatives have a right-leaning conservative agenda. Very few, because you see the conservatives and the true right wing or the libertarian parties have a tendency to not like unions very much. So they typically stay away from them. There's reasons for that. Now, collective bargaining is powerful in some sense, and in some industries it's needed still today. However, government regulation has pretty much taken care of most of the issues that unions were initially put in place to handle. And in fact, if unions went away today, government regulations could step in and here's the big elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. Unions collect dues. They get a lot of money. And they support political candidates. It is a huge arm of certain political parties. Oh, I should say, of a certain political party. And that party is not the Democrats. It is the Democrats. I still hear pundits continuing to say the word democratic or the word Democrat should be used. And I'm telling you, this is a very subtle but very powerful undermining of the distinction of the party. We're the Democratic Party. No, you're the Democrat Party. You don't hear the Republicans saying, we're the party of the Republic. No, they're the Republicans. Because that's the name of their party. Are you a Republican or a Democrat? Or are you a Democratic? Well, I'm Democratic. I'm a Democratic Socialist. See how this rolls into itself? And it's just a little change like that that can alter people's understanding of the distinction of it's a party, not necessarily something that they believe in. My cup just about mangled up my microphone here. Just like AOC calling for more regulation of the news. What is that about? This is the liberals. They used to be considered wanting things to be more liberal. People be liberated. More free speech, more freedoms. Or the exercising of our freedoms. And now they're calling for the news to be more regulated. Why in the world would they want that? There is a strange shift going on. And I don't... Not sure where I'm going to go with all this. It is an interesting paradox. Not a pair of ducks. It's a paradox. How the left has become the fascist who are... Let me just go down this road for a little bit. There is an interesting, I think, stigma about the word fascist. Fascism is, well, let's look it up. Let's just look up the definition so I'm not out on a limb here. The definition of fascism. Let's see what... Fascism, a system of government marked by centralization of authority under a dictator, or a capitalist economy subject to stringent governmental controls. Violent suppression of the opposition, and typically a policy of belligerent nationalism and racism. Now, they've changed this. Merriam-Webster, fascism, noun, fascism, often capitalized, a political system headed by a dictator in which the government controls business and labor and opposition is not permitted. Opposition is not permitted. Fascist Yeah. Oh, I see. Often capitalized. That's as far as that goes. Let's take a look at this in a little deeper. Let's see if what the actual Merriam-Webster fascism definition. This is Britannica. Political ideology and mass movement. That this is actually, I think this might actually be more. I haven't read the whole thing yet. But this might be more accurate. Political ideology and mass movement that dominated many parts of Central, Southern, and Eastern Europe between 1919 and 1945, and that also had adherence in Western Europe, United States, South Africa, Japan, Latin America, and the Middle East. Now, here again, this is Wikipedia. Notice how they inject the difference in here. Fascism is a far-right authoritarian, ultra-nationalist political ideology and movement, characterized by a dictatorial leader, centralized autocracy, militarism, forcible suppression of opposition, belief in a natural social hierarchy, subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation and race. Subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the national, of the nation and race. Now, notice that there's some threads here about the baseline meaning of fascism and how they interject some things that didn't used to be there. We'll get into this a little bit more. Here's just dictionary.com. An ideology or movement inspired by Italian fascism, such as German National Socialism, any right-wing nationalist ideology or movement with an authoritarian and hierarchical structure that is fundamentally opposed to democracy and liberalism. This kind of blows my mind. Not only do they want to change our history, the people on the left have done this over and over again. The word Nazi in Germany stood for the National Socialist. What was it? Let's see if we can. I'm going to try to open up another tab here. What was the Nazi Party? Let's see here. Anti-socialist exposes this fact. They probably won't even put it in here because it's too damning for them. Nazi. Officially, the National Socialist German Workers' Party. Does that sound like a far-right wing thing? National Socialist German Workers' Party. They have it here in German as well. It's National Socialistische Deutsche Arbeiterklasse, something like that. Achte Liebe. Let's have was a far right political party in Germany active between. They want to make it far right. This is not far right. Far right would be considered so if the further right you go, you get more and more conservative, more and more individualistic. Until all of a sudden you become this socialist nationalist party who believes in white supremacy or some kind of supremacy of a race. That's far right. This is where the definition gets blurred, and I think it is so far left that they want to call it right. They don't even want, it's like they have no understanding of their own self-awareness. They don't understand where they're progressing to. The Nazis considered themselves, socialists and communists considered themselves progressives. Hillary Clinton was proud to call herself one of the progressives from the early 1900s. I like to align myself with the early progressives of the 1900s. She said that. The progressives were the Communist Party. I'm sorry, you have to understand, socialism and communism are essentially the same. Now, let's look back at one of these definitions here. It talks about, I think it was this one right here. Centralized autocracy, militarism, forced suppression of opposition. If you don't read the first part of it, this far right thing, I think I've covered this before. But if you don't read the first thing that they throw in there, far right. Explain to me how this is far right when you see what's going on with the party on the left. And then you tell me that it's a far right thing. Fascism is far right. Here's an interesting, this is World 101. Of course, this comes from the CFR, many experts agree that fascism is a mass political movement that emphasizes extreme nationalism, militarism, and the supremacy of both the nation and the single, I don't know what the rest of it is. I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to click on it. Fascism generally defined as a political movement that embraces far-right nationalism. Far-right nationalism. They keep throwing that in there. Folks, it is not. It is not a far-right thing. Period. Now, a political system headed by a dictator in which the government controls business, this is socialism. This is communism. Government controls business. Do we consider the Chinese to be fascists? Because they control business? The government controls business and labor, and opposition is not permitted. Does this sound like the CCP to you? And do we consider them far right wing? I ask you, is that an issue? Do we consider the CCP, the Communist Chinese, the Chai Coms, do we consider them far right? Do we consider Putin and his communist Russia, do we consider them far right? Because socialism goes hand in hand with what the communists are doing. In fact, I am going to contend, I would state fully that the government, the more government increase we have in government control over production and business, the closer we are edging, the closer we are progressing to communist control. That is the definition of fascism. Now, the other part of this is on an individual level. When someone approaches you in the street and says, say this statement or I'm going to beat you up. When they're part of a political group marching through the street and they approach you and say, say it. That is fascism, being forced to say something, especially of a political nature. Or you will receive harm or you will be marginalized. That is fascism. You will be censored if you say the wrong thing. That is fascism. If you don't say it or you do say something wrong, if you say the right thing or say the wrong thing, you have a choice, otherwise you'll be censored. That's fascism. What we're seeing with the censorship within Twitter and Facebook and all the other social media sites, that is in itself, it is a sense of, it is a type of fascism within the organization. Now, you chose to be a part of Facebook. You chose to be a part of YouTube. You don't have to join those things. Therefore, you're voluntarily participating in their terms of conditions. And you can leave. However, there's a fine line there where all of a sudden they become the editor. And the real issue is more not one of, do they have the right to do it? It's more the issue of, do they have the right now for protections of being sued, which is this whole thing about the, I think it's 203 or 230, whatever it is, section 230 or whatever it is, the section they're claiming exemption from, so they can't be sued for if someone puts false information up on their site, they can't be sued for that. Well, now they're being the purveyors of that. They're being the curators, so to speak. Therefore, if you're going to say that you can be the curator and you can police it, if you can accurately police this stuff, now you can be sued. Those protections should go away. When we were told that we couldn't talk about, well, there was a lot of things we couldn't talk about over the last 4 or 5 years. The election, for one. Now, for 4 years, all we heard was that the election was false, phony. Trump was a Putin puppet. That Russia hacked the election. That's all we heard. That's all we heard for 4 or 5 years. They still say it. People are still able to say it. There are posts up right now that people on one side have been able to post and leave up and never heard anything about it. Never got taken down, never got censored. When the exact antithesis of that post was put up, and there are people right now facing jail time for posts on social media. There was an individual who posted before the 2020 election. Don't forget, everyone, Republicans vote on Tuesday, Democrats vote on Wednesday. He's in prison for that, or facing, he's sentenced for that. I'm not sure where he is right now. He might be on appeal. I'm not sure what's going on. There is someone on the left who posted exactly the same thing. Republicans vote on Tuesday, or Democrats vote on Tuesday, Republicans vote on Wednesday. That person still has that post up. They've not been censored. They've not been, nothing's happened to them. The post is still up from 2020. Do you see the problem here? And yet we're supposed to be the fascists now, the far right. Well, the further right you go, the more individualist and conservative you should be. Now, conservative, everybody tries to think that they know what the word conserve. What are you trying to conserve? No, it's not about conservation. That would be a conservationalist. Conservative means that you are, want smaller government. You want it to be a conservative, smaller thing. You don't want bigger, more centralized government. You want conservative government. You want smaller government. Limited. Who are the fascists? Calling for more regulation of the news. Who would do that? Would a fascist do that? This is how they flip the definitions of these things. This is what happens in, okay, communist China does this. Communist, socialist. Hitler was a socialist. The what was the party? Let's see if we can find it here. I just had it here. What did I do with it? There we go. The National Socialist German Workers' Party. And we believe in democratic socialism, supposedly, that we need to be, so we need to change our country into a democratic socialist country. You realize this is the throwing away of our Constitution. If they get to this point, Bernie Sanders, taxing them 1%, this would annihilate the Constitution as we know it. The fundamental transformation of our nation. The Constitution of negative liberties, as Obama would say. Obama was never concerned about racial issues in this country. Never. It was all about the subversion. He used his skin color. By the way, he was half white. His mother was white. But he used his skin color as a means to an end. Had nothing to do with bridging the racial divide. And if I still contend, I will contend with you until the day I die. But these race baiters and people who are like Al Sharptons and Jesse Jacksons of the world are not interested in racism going away and healing our nation from what the things that it has done in the past. They're not interested in that at all. They would be out of a job. They don't offer real solutions. All the reparations are not going to heal the wound. What brings healing is forgiveness. And until the culture that has been drummed up by this hellish theology that says, you owe me, somebody owes me, I've been done wrong, I've done wrong. That's got to go away. And the only way it goes away is when forgiveness is in the hearts of those people who are demanding vengeance. But you try to bring that up. I'm not allowed to because I'm a white man, as far as you know. I'm telling you. The culture has got to change. And it's got to come from leaders from that community. Whatever community it is that's screaming out about those things. Yes, injustice is hideous and bad in all of its forms. But vilifying the other side does not bring about healing. Never has, never will. We've got to find a way to forgiveness. Repentance and forgiveness is the only way. I can't tell you how many times in the last 25 years, 30 years, I have seen leaders meeting with each other, various meetings and groups, where there is a man asking for forgiveness, or man or woman asking for forgiveness from a leader on the other side. And I've never once heard any of them say specifically, on behalf of whoever, fill in the blank, we forgive you. I've never heard that. Have you ever heard from Louis Farrakhan, for example? Have you ever heard him speak any message about reconciliation and forgiveness? I haven't. Maybe he has spoken something, but all I hear him talk about is the dirty Jews. The white devils. This is sick in the head theology, is what it is. It's appalling and it's upsetting. I guess this is what my show is about today. I guess this is what my show's about. I had no plans in this show. I had no agenda, no notes, nothing. I just came down here happy to be home. And let it kind of all spill out. I'm gonna leave that right there for now. The other thing that's happening this week is Joe Biden is going to come out and make some kind of an announcement. I don't know if the whole JFK or Jack Jr., whatever it is, whatever his name is, when he came out and announced, he shot up into double-digit poll numbers pretty quickly because there's just nobody else out there. Now, Kennedy is considered a anti-vaxxer to the max, anti-vax to the max guy. He is a huge, and I think because of some injuries that he's sustained, some problems he's experienced in his personal life, and I think that's part of it. However, he is also, interestingly enough, he is still a left winger. He came out and blamed Trump for the shutdown of America. Now, keep in mind, Trump was standing up there going, "Yeah, I'm gonna shut the country down. It's never been happened before. Well, are we really going to do this?" Trump seemed bewildered by the idea that we were going to shut down the country. Who was telling him to do it? It was the left wingers who were embedded in his party, in his White House.
Anthony Fauci,
who now has claimed, "I never told anybody to shut anything down." Yes, you did. It's on record. You were in meetings where you told them they had to shut the country down.
I didn't shut anything down.
No, but you were the one who, you were the highest paid bureaucrat in the government. They pay you that money because they're going to listen to you.
I didn't do it. I never shut anything down.
Well, no, you don't have the power to shut it down, but you have the power to persuade. They were looking to you for the answers, the expert.
It's ridiculous.
So Joe Biden's going to come out and announce this week, which is weird. Next week, I'm going to make an announcement on my candidacy. Why don't you just announce now? Why don't you just tell us now? You're going to change your mind between now and then? What's that about? Kennedy didn't do that. Kennedy didn't come us. Next week, I'm going to make an announcement on whether or not I'm going to run for president. Oh, okay, so let's sit around. I'm now formally announcing that I'm not going to run for president. That's what I'm going to do. So today, I'm going to. This is me. This is me talking now, Kevin. Next week, I'm going to formally announce whether or not I'm going to run for president this year for 2024. So just be aware of that. It's coming. Be on pins and needles, wondering which way I'm going to go with that one. I bet you can't figure that one out. What is that about? Is that supposed to bring some kind of anticipation, some kind of, go curious, let's see what he says. Oh, we've got to find out what he says. They're trying to develop a buzz is what they're trying to do. Now, there are a lot of people on the left who are just hoping, oh, please, no, please don't announce that you're running for president. Now, the fact that Kennedy has come out, there's a lot of pundits who say that, well, this is going to open up the doors for Newsom and all these other people, Whitmer probably, all these other individuals who are going to come out and oppose Biden. Because you got somebody else out there. Well, I better throw my hat in the ring too then. This is what they're thinking. And interestingly enough, this probably will. I agree with that statement that they probably will. Now, I've heard some pundits on Sky News Australia, which I typically respect pretty much, but they had some interesting folks on there, and they do have a tendency to be a little bit anti-Trump on there. There are a few people who really like him, and then there's some who just don't at all. This guy came on and said, "Well, yeah, I think we need the country's ready to move on from Trump." He is like a 70% approval rating right now among Republicans. How do you get there? And he's done nothing but gain on independents. The only reason now, you can say that Yes, Biden won fair and square. Okay, let's just say that he did because only because of the number of ballots that they counted. He did have more ballots, that there wasn't any phony counting of the ballots. Let's say there wasn't anything wrong with the counting of the ballots. The problem is, and here's where the problem lies, that they are not willing to admit. Now, and they continue to ignore the news here. There are several Supreme Courts in some of these states, the state Supreme Courts in Pennsylvania and I believe it was Wisconsin. I think there was even in Georgia. Where they ruled, of course, they're not going to change the outcome of the election. They're not going to decertify it. But they ruled that the voting structure with the mail-in ballots and the ballot boxes that they had out all over the place were illegal. They did not use the process to properly put them in place. Now, of course, their argument is, well, it was a pandemic. No, that doesn't matter. You see, that's what the whole Electoral College is for. The Electoral College is put in place, and this is the one thing, I guess, in basic civics class, they would learn this. The reason for the Electoral College is for just such an occasion as a pandemic. Because it allows for, if one side of the country is all wiped out, it doesn't negate the ability for those people to still vote and get the Electoral College taken care of. Because a popular vote, if you had massive people in cities, basically one city, if you had just a popular vote for everything and they didn't have an Electoral College, just the massive groups of people in California and New York could decide the election. The highly populated areas. That's exactly what the founders did not want to see happen. It was really, initially, it was based around property ownership. In fact, I think in order to vote, you had to be a property owner initially when voting first started happening. So they had a different perspective of what the vote, how you qualified to vote. It wasn't just, oh, just you're alive, you got a pulse, you can vote. That wasn't it at all. Now we can go deeper into that, and there's people who will scream about racism and stuff. Whatever. But that's the way it started out. Now, having said that, there is also the issue of these ballots that were illegal, hundreds of thousands of them in some of these states were considered to be illegal because, one, ballot harvesting was illegal in some of these states, which was what was happening. It's been proven, and that's why in some of these states they said, well, this particular system was illegal. It was, so those ballots, those votes, were not legally cast. But they're getting this excuse because of the pandemic. They're getting this pass because of the pandemic. The Secretary of State and the governors in some of these states acted unilaterally to change the rules. They did not have the authority to do so. It's been ruled now that they did not have the authority to do so. They did so anyway. And nobody gets in trouble. There's no accountability for that. So when you say that the election was rigged, it's not really a true statement. When you say that the election was held under false pretenses, that's a little bit more accurate. There's no question Trump would have won if it hadn't been for the pandemic. Their ability to change the rules midstream. And this is where the Republicans need to get their act together. They either need to change the way this is done. This whole thing where we spread out the election over months, which just gives them more opportunity to harvest ballots, to the chicanery, all the stuff that happens. It gives them more time to do all those things. And that's why, you know, just make it a holiday, a 24-hour voting cycle. Polls are open for 24 hours. Now, that's radical change. It's not going to happen because the Dems will fight it tooth and nail. They'll say, oh, that's you're oppressing people. That's voter suppression. Whatever. some of these states where they were saying there's voter suppression, they had more votes than ever before. How's that happen? So what we have is a slanted system that we're going to have to learn how to play ball with or change. And we can't change it until we play ball with it and win, because we can't get it straightened back out again unless we're empowered to do so. We, as in those of us who want integrity in the elections. Don't hear much of that on the left. We don't hear much of them talking about, well, we need more integrity. They don't care. They're just winning is the goal here. They see this as life and death, because they have to win, because then they can crack down on, you know, they can become the fascists so that they claim they're not. Because they claim that the far right over there, those conservatives, they're all fascists. Fascism, Nazis, they are all considered to be white supremacist racists. They're trying to lump all that into one thing. And yet they're the ones who continually bring up race. Race, they're all about race. Special rights. Of course, the gender issue is all in there as well. Just throw that in there as well. And who knows what's going to come up next. They throw all those things in there, and by golly, if you say anything against it, you're a racist, homophobic, white supremacist, fascist, Nazi. That's where they go with that stuff. So, folks, giving you a lot to think about for this week, a lot to pray about. And I do really do mean we need to literally be deliberate. Don't just think about it and pray in your head. I'm saying take a moment to pause. Go for a walk, a prayer walk. Sit in a special chair. Spend some deliberate time focusing in prayer for our leaders, for the truth to be known, for revival, true revival. I speak that in a, not just some meeting where weird things start happening. I'm talking about a revival of our morals, a revival of our priorities. A turning back, a turning away from the craziness, turning back to the truth. Not this phony morality. My truth is my own, in my own world, my own truth. No, the truth is bottom line truth. You stand before God, you're not going to say, well, this is my truth. What's your truth, God? This is the truth. You're talking to the truth right now. Maybe you want to straighten up, tuck in your shirt, pull up your pants. Yeah. So, that's interesting. Not sure what just happened there. Oh, there it goes. Yeah, my bumper music. Sure, what happened to my bumper music? I thought I started playing it. It's not playing. By the way, I did record my last show, my last live show. I was recording it on the side, on a side channel. And funny thing, I forgot to stop the recording. So for the last 52 hours, it had been recording. My cat is obviously in my recording booth here, because I heard him jingling his... I scanned through to look for some of the noise moments. It's pretty much just my cat shaking his head. His little jingle bells went off on his collar. Interesting. I think he might have caught a mouse too. Folks, God bless. Have a great week. Pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders. And I will see you tomorrow morning. Hopefully, I'll not see you, but you'll hear me. God bless everybody. Have a great day.